Vanderbilt a winner tonight over Furman by a final score of 68-49. We're joined here by head coach Kevin Stallings, who I just told that Georgia had lost tonight, and you were able to avoid. And there were a lot of SEC teams that were close wins or losses tonight.
Well, Joe, it's a dangerous game, and it is every year where your guys get to go home for Christmas, especially as many young guys as we have. And I could tell today at the shoot around that they were looking to tomorrow. Their heads weren't here, and we played a physically inferior team, and we beat them. Now, and there were some good things. AJ in the second half played like he's capable of playing, and we took care of the ball, and we did some things that were good, but we weren't sharp, we weren't crisp, we didn't execute well, we didn't have very many guys play well, again, it was. I could. I told them after the shoot around today that I thought that they need to do some work to get themselves ready to play the game. And we weren't bad, but we weren't good.
It's 40 minutes of zone, which you anticipated seeing.
Well, and unfortunately, only one day to prepare for it. And so, we've been good against zones all year long, except for the second half against Central Arkansas. And the game tonight, we weren't sharp, and we didn't play well against it. But long possessions on offense for them, you got to take some time and attack their zone, not just jack up shots. Yeah. And so, it is what it is. It wasn't what we wanted, but in terms of the kind of performance. But we'll take it, and move on.
We'll take a break. More with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt wins 68-49 over Furman as we continue with the coach. And once again, you hold an opponent to 35% from the field. And one guy you could really tell, Miller, was their big scorer coming in. He had a hard time getting a decent look tonight.
Yeah, I thought for the most part, Jermaine and George both did a terrific job on him. And he never got untracked. And he's the guy that they kind of depend on. Had 26 in their last game. We had him scoreless at halftime. He got some in the second half, but it's the kind of game that I, quite frankly, that I hate as a coach, because you win because you're physically superior, and yet for our long-term success this year depends on having an edge, having an attitude about us, we didn't play with that edge and that attitude tonight, so I have to sit with that for 4 days and 5 days while the guys are gone for Christmas, then they'll have to sit with it when they get back.
Festus played well early, but didn't play much at all. You're concerned about him now, aren't you?
Yeah, Festus got an old back injury, stress fracture back, and it's causing back spasms, and it has for some time, and I really wanted to get him a lot of playing time tonight, and he was well on his way to having a very good night. And after I think I put him in a second time, or it might have been after just the first time I took him out, and then he couldn't go back in, so we were really disappointed with that, hopefully he can use this time to get better. But I'm not sure that rest is going to make him a lot better. I'm not sure that that's going to be the answer for him, but hopefully it will be. But we need a healthy Festus as we go forward in this season.
Got all your Christmas shopping done?
I do have all my Christmas shopping done, we'll the guys will get out. Most of them will get out here tomorrow. A few of them can drive tonight, but we'll get our guys out of here tomorrow and get them back in a few days and get them some time at home for Christmas, which would be nice.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you.
We'll have more after this.